Yes for Independent Maps, as the redistricting coalition calls itself, is not done for good. Spokesman Jim Bray says the group will stay together in hopes of maybe trying again in the future. But he says it's done with this year's effort.
There are a couple of more election cycles where a campaign could be mounted to, again, try to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot.
The decision was made on the heels of the Cook County judge's ruling, but it also comes as the effort was facing an uphill battle with the State Board of Elections. Although organizers say they turned in more than a half million voter signatures, the Elections Board found too many of them were invalid, disqualifying the Citizens Initiative from the ballot. The campaign had raised more than $3 million. Bray says it has all been spent. The plan would have allowed an independent commission to determine legislative boundaries instead of letting lawmakers do it themselves. I'm Amanda Vinicky.